Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com. Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.
You're listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Criddle on ESPN 960, Utah County's sports station.
Media Day is now over. The countdown to fall camp begins. Our panel of experts here at ESPN 960, led by BYU football great Ben Criddle, have voted on who the best players in the BYU football program entering fall camp. It's ESPN 960's top 25 BYU football players at 5 o'clock. A daily countdown spotlighting a new player every day until we get to the number one player in the start of fall camp. Here on Utah County Sports Station, ESPN 960.
Number 23. Zane Anderson, a junior safety out of Stansbury Park, Utah.
Zane Anderson, he has the best physical talent. I consider that my job to bring out the very best in him that I can. Zane Anderson was the guy that filled up. He's the Scottie Pippen of the special teams. I mean, blocked kicks, PBUs, blocking in the return games, and tackles in the coverage piece of the game. That's where Zane really filled it up. And then he would run down the field, too, and force fair catches. He'd be the first guy down.
Scottie Pippen.
Of Brigham Young University. Zane Anderson coming in at number 23. He's actually number 36 on the football field, unless his number has changed. But number 23 on our ESPN 960 top 25 shows, 25 players leading up to fall camp, ladies and gentlemen. Zane Anderson, 6'2", 200 pounds. He's probably a little bit heavier than that, actually, this offseason. He looks really good. He had a little bit of a hamstring tweak in spring football, so you didn't get to see him showcase his athletic ability. But in high school, just a reminder, ran a 10.6 100 meters. This kid is a legit 4.4 40. At that size, that is redonkulous. That is ridiculous. He was a three-star recruit out of high school. Stansbury Park, baby. Mitchell Harper talked about it in that introduction. The first time that I met him was in the weight room at Brigham Young University, and I was chatting with him and Coach Nick Howell, and I was, number one, extremely impressed by his demeanor, the way that his humble nature. I went home that night, and I watched his film, and I said, this kid is going to be a good one. He's going to be a great one. He has the ability. I really like his genetics, obviously. I like the way he's built. You could see the potential frame that he could just stack heaps, layers upon layers of muscle on. And obviously, Coach Nick Howell was very high on him as well, so I had that that insider knowledge as well. He said that by the time he's a junior and senior, he'll be a starting safety force. And he has NFL potential with his body type, his size, his smarts. He's got a high football IQ. We always talk about that stuff in the secondary. As a safety, you need to be in the film room and be able to anticipate. Zane's becoming more of an anticipatory player. So I expect big things from him. I had him higher than 23 on my list. But not many of the panel believe how I believe. I think, Mitch, you were in line with me. We've talked about it off the air enough, and I think, you know, we kind of came to a consensus there. But most guys, where was the average, Mitch? Where did people have Zane Anderson on their list, their top 25 list amongst our ESPN 960 experts?
Yeah, Ben, so you were the highest at 13. I had Zane Anderson on my list at 21. Brandon Gurney had him actually a little bit higher than I did. He put Zane Anderson at 20, and then Tyson, our guy on the social media, Tyson Whiting, he had Zane Anderson at 24.
So, Cougar fans, do you think I'm overhyping Zane Anderson? Am I overselling Zane Anderson and what he can do for this BYU football team after hearing from Ed Lamb what he expects from him, what he expects from himself? Ed Lamb stated, it's my job to get the most out of Zane Anderson's physical abilities. It's my job to put him in a situation where he can be successful, because Zane has all the tools to be an NFL safety. Four of the voters didn't even vote Zane. Like I said, he's somewhat of a dark horse. He's an unknown. He was a special teamer last year. He was the Scottie Pippen of BYU football last year, just doing
Scottie
everything.
Scottie Pippen was named top 50 NBA all-time. So.
Eventually, you accumulate so many stats along the periphery that you just become one of the greatest.
Look, here's one of the things that when I think of Zane, and you talked about kind of filling in and look. He looks the part to me. You look at what you want your safety to look like. Zane has that look.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, got a lot of playing time, a lot of special team, played in all 13 games last year. But you hear Coach Lamb talk about the potential that he has. They're excited. I mean, you hear his name brought up. You hear Austin Lee's name brought up. These are guys that are in the mix to have a significant amount of playing time given to them, and it's not just given, it's given to them because they're earning it. They're earning it in practice, they're earning it on the field, and like you said, I mean, during the spring, there were some issues where he wasn't able to showcase himself, but this is a guy that's clearly in the mix that the coaches are really excited about, and like I said, if you can think about what you want your safety to look like, this is kind of what you expect him to look like.
Like a Greek god, 6'2", 205 pounds, ripped
expect him
to
look like Ben Criddle.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of
then, not now. But.
Yeah. No, I'll be honest. Out of all those individuals in the weight room back in my day, I felt like I had one of the best physiques around. I really worked at it very hard. Did a lot of jumping jacks and a lot of weighted
jacks. Do people do jumping jacks anymore?
Yeah.
Is that even a thing anymore?
It's a failure with a weighted vest. Try it. Like I'd get like the wrist weights, like the old ladies.
Oh yeah,
the ankle weights, and then the weighted vest.
The jazzercising ones.
Oh yeah, give me the shake weight as well.
No,
yep,
no.
Huge fan of the shake weight.
No,
any one of those pieces of exercise equipment that's on the as seen on TV.
As seen on TV,
always buy it. There's always a place for more exercise equipment in your life
and things with copper in them.
No copper. Stop it.
And guys,
I warned you.
Guys, I wanted to mention, just to chime in real quick, with this top 25 listeners out there, if you want to join the conversation, hashtag BYU top 25. Where do you have Zane Anderson in your top 25? Send it to us, hashtag BYU top 25.
Hashtag BYU top 25. Let us know who your top 25 players are on this BYU football roster. I would love to get your insight, Cougar fans. I want to read your tweets. If you want to send us some messages also via Facebook, feel free to do that as well. Instagram as well. Check out all the fleeky photos on our new Instagram page, ESPN 960 Sports. We're putting out visuals galore, so get ready for that. You're going to love them. Mitch Harper doing a great job with that. And just so you know, I am definitely selling Zane Anderson. I do love Zane Anderson. Is he the answer on this defensive side of the ball to replace Kai Nakua? I don't think he's got the ball skills of Kai Nakua. Okay, so don't get it too twisted. I think he's got a lot to learn. He needs repetitions from that safety spot. He needs more film room work. But I think the potential is so tremendous that I had to put him at number 13. I really needed to put him because I think that Ed Lamb is – you see certain coaches – take athletes under their wing. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. Harvey Jackson. Remember the hype that surrounded Harvey Jackson when he came in? Mitch, do you remember all the hype that surrounded Harvey Jackson out of Nebraska?
Yeah,
it was huge. It was so big.
He's from Nebraska.
From Nebraska, and he got substantial playing time in Nebraska. He was a starter at one point, and then he ended up being a special team or a second string guy. But it's still Nebraska. Comes in, and the very first day, I've never seen this before, Nick Howell puts him in at the starting like free safety spot and was just trying to work him into things and trying to teach him and guide him and lead him. Now, he eventually ended up just being a special teams guy, and he did see some time in the rotation, but he never became like a superstar, right? there are certain individuals that you have to at least give them that opportunity to become a superstar. And if they don't pan out because they're not putting in the work or they're not in good enough shape, they don't take it as seriously as they should, then it is what it is. They become a special teamer again, and they're a second string guy. You have to not baby Zane Anderson, but you have to give him that opportunity as the starter. I hate to say it. I love Tanner Jacobson. I love Austin Lee. I love Matt Hadley. I love all these football players. But because of his upside, and I hate to say it, I'm a walk-on. I understand this. You got to give him the opportunity to lose the starting job. That's my opinion there. We'll have Dave Stroshine in the 5:30 segment. So we're not going to go to break yet. We have about 10 minutes left here, Mitchell, of this particular segment. Then we'll get to Dave Stroshine in the 5:30 segment. But so far on our top 25 list, Micah Simon at number 25. Number 24, handsome Tenielu, defensive tackle. He's a senior. Micah Simon, only a sophomore. Hasn't seen any playing time, but he makes it into our top 25. Zane Anderson, a junior, defensive back. And something else that jumped out to me during BYU Football Media Day, we sat down with Fred and Troy Warner. Troy Warner was asked the question, who do you see breaking out on the defensive side of the ball? Mitch, I don't know if you have this sound queued up for us, but if you don't, no worries. Troy mentioned Zane Anderson. Okay, so I'm going off a guy's opinion on the defensive side of the ball that came in as a true freshman. Not necessarily, I don't know, was Troy the favorite going into camp? I mean, he was looked at as one of the guys that could step in and be a starter.
Absolutely.
And for many fans, he was a favorite, but you still had Diane Lake last year, now Gunwaluku, that was a part of that mix. You had Mike Davis. Everyone thought that Mike Davis was the surefire starter, at least on one of the sides, and then maybe Troy Warner on the other side. So I'm going off of his analysis. That guy's a film junkie. Troy Warner is a harder worker than probably anyone on that defensive side of the ball. He and Fred are hand-in-hand there. I don't think anybody outworks those two. And he's seen something from Zane Anderson this offseason that I think Ed Lamb is seeing, that I'm seeing, and that others are seeing. So I think Zane Anderson definitely deserves to be in the top 25 on our ESPN 960 top 25 list.
I would agree with that. I mean, anytime you've got a guy that potentially could end up being your starter, you would hope he's in the top 25. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, potentially could be your starter. He's certainly in the mix, as we've talked about. He's got all the tools. That's what's so great about this. There, we talk about unproven position groups. And I don't know if necessarily unproven is the right word, but it's not – you're still sort of sifting through exactly what you've got, because you do have a lot of talented players at these positions, but you got to find out where it's best to utilize them. And I think that's what a lot of last year was, okay, we've got these players, X, Y, and Z. Where do they fit best? Now with a year under your belt, mm-hmm. these coaches, I think, have a better idea where you can put guys, and we saw that kind of the shifting around last year of guys from different positions, things like that, not just from offense to defense or vice versa, but from one position group inside the defense to the other. And I think you have a better idea of where – the coaches have a better idea of where these guys fit.
Their identities.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of having a year under your belt, not just for the players to feel more comfortable, but the coaches to know exactly what they have.